It's lunchtime at the Arts Academy at Benjamin Rush, and half a dozen students are strategically positioned outside the cafeteria. As their classmates walk past, the students scan the crowd for members of the senior class.
Will any of you guys be 18 by November 8th?
I'm going to be 17.
All right, Alan's 16.
They skipped the year.
In a school of more than 600, identifying the school's 33 18-year-olds by sight can be challenging. That's why there's a big bowl of candy. A student approaches and asks for a piece.
Registered to vote?
Then yes.
No registration, no candy.
Well, no, you can get the little candy, but if you're registered, you get the big chocolate bar.
17-year-old Bellamina Briglio is a member of Rush's voter registration team, even though she's still too young to vote. In fact, none of the students on Rush's team have turned 18 yet.
I can't vote, and there's things that have come up in the past year, last year too, you know, that I feel really, really serious about.
Bellamina says she joined the team to make sure other young people vote in what could be a highly consequential election. There's one issue on her mind in particular.
The whole abortion ban, Roe versus Wade, that's something that, like, really, it was upsetting. And I can't do anything about it, I feel like, because I'm 17, and I was like, well, this could be a way to get closer to that.
Having students register their peers to vote during school hours has been effective at Rush and other Philly schools. They're all part of a larger organization called PA Youth Vote. At schools where students register their peers, the rate is often closer to 90%. Compare that to the region's overall rate, which was just 29% in mid-October. Social studies teacher Rhonda Fetter has been registering students to vote at Rush for close to a decade.
What they've said are things like, it feels like a very grown-up thing to do.
For some, politics can feel divisive or toxic, Fetter says, while others may simply hold off due to a lack of interest. Voting didn't feel important to 18-year-old Olivia Chen until recently. Like Bellamina and many young women, she says the debate over abortion access has made her more politically aware. Olivia registered to vote on a recent Tuesday during her lunch period. She says a lot of her friends just don't feel ready.
They're a little hesitant to step into it, and I totally understand that because I'm also hesitant to it.
Olivia still has some research to do before Election Day. But what's more troubling to her than who to vote for are the actual mechanics of voting.
Oh, it's going to be so awkward. I'm probably not going to have any idea what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to stand there, like, lost. Like, what do I do? Help.
To combat this, Fetter says she meets with students to teach them about the candidates and go over the basics, like how to locate their polling place, use a voting machine, and read a ballot. That way, when they go to vote, it's not a mystery or a big, scary process, she says. Like Olivia, students often need to find an issue they care about before they become interested in politics, says PA Youth Vote's executive director, Angelique Hinton.
You might not think you care about politics, but you care about policies, because policies impact your lives every single day.
Hinton says engaging students from marginalized communities is often challenging, since they're more likely to feel like government isn't working for them. But rather than avoid these students, she's focused on them.
And then I just go through all of the different policies and help them understand how these are decisions that elected leaders are making that impact your quality of life, right? And can or cannot improve, you know, what is happening in your community.
Fetter, the teacher at Rush, says she makes it a point to remind students that voting hasn't always been a widely held right. For example, when the country was first founded, voting was just for white landowning men.
In my class, when I look out at our students, there's usually one or two in the room who might possibly have been eligible to vote when our country was founded.
She reminds them that to get to where we are now, people fought really hard and died.
That's less persuasive with young people than I would think it should be, but it does speak to some.
What's often more persuasive to students is having a say about their future. Rush student Janiyah Jenkins is looking forward to voting, and she's looking further ahead.
I feel like younger people really want change in this country, and for that to happen, we need to vote. So I really suggest everyone who is able to should vote if you want to see better change in this country.
Students on Rush's voter team plan to work the polls this coming Tuesday, and soon they'll get started on registering the growing number of students who will be old enough to vote in the spring. Abra Yuhas, WHYY News.